I want to come back to something that I said to you earlier, which is that we are both victims of the system and perpetrators of it, as long as we are working in it. And I really would like for you to think about that in terms of the coaches that you see right now and the coaches that you've worked with in the past who continue to perpetrate the system, who continue to subjugate people within the system. And the reason that I want you to do that is because I want you to start to feel some compassion for those people, for those women who are so powerful but so disempowered by the system. For those women who are so trapped within it that they can't even see that they are trapped. Because here's the thing, my friend, you could see that you were trapped. You could see how uncomfortable it was. You could see how controlling and rigid and not even worthwhile it was. You are light years ahead of those women. The women who are still in there, they either don't know or they're in tremendous pain because they do know but they haven't figured out how to get out yet. I want you to really begin to feel compassion for them, even if they've taken tens of thousands of dollars off you or pounds off you. I don't care how much they've taken from you, how much they've led you astray. I want you to really start to feel compassion for them, because genuinely, they're doing the best they can. Whether they know that what they're doing is dangerous or not, doesn't matter. Sometimes we do things that we know are harmful because we can't figure out what else to do. Because giving up what we get from that is too painful for us to even consider. And just because you may have more integrity, and I struggle with integrity, because the thing with integrity is that it's unique to everybody. What keeps you in integrity may not be the same thing that keeps me in integrity, and may not be the same thing that keeps, you know, another in integrity. But just because your integrity wouldn't allow you to do certain things that you may maybe see others do, does not mean that these people are beyond caring, or beyond love, or beyond compassion and understanding. The reason that I want you to do this, though, is not for them. I want you to do this for yourself. Because in order to really embrace changing the world for the better, or even just changing lives for the better, you have to be able to see the good in people. And, you know, besides that, being able to see the good in people just makes for a nicer life in general. Trust me on this. As somebody who spent a long time very, very angry with system coaches, very, very angry with people who had taken my money and not delivered, with, you know, anger over all the things, I can honestly promise you there is nothing good can come out of that. Now, I'm not saying that you should deny your anger. That's quite the opposite. Don't ever deny how you feel. What I'm asking you to do is to reframe it through the lens of compassion and understanding, so that it no longer consumes you. And the best way to do that is to begin to see that everybody really is doing the best they can, even when their best is dreadful. It's the best they can manage at that moment in time, because they have not yet had their come to Jesus moment, if you will. And if you can really start to embrace that compassion for them, you will really begin to start embracing that compassion for yourself as well, which will shift so much for you. See, this is how we quit the blame and shame game. It is through compassion. It is through understanding and curiosity. It is through recognizing that everybody is powerful, that everybody is capable of changing the world, but that most people never will. Most people never will. But you will. You are, because this little program, my friend, is the first step. I guarantee it.